We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Check. Okay, let me slice up just a little bit. Okay, say check again.
Check.
All right, we're good. Okay, and we'll go ahead and get started. This is Empower Wichita, and this will be airing for the weekend of 5/20. 3, 2, 1. Thank you for joining us for Empower Wichita on Power 93.5. I'm your host, Miranda Watkins, and we've got a busy couple of weekends in front of us. One, school's out now, and we've also got Memorial Weekend coming up. And to talk with me about some events that are going on for Memorial Weekend, I have Mr. Ted Ayers. This is Vice President and General Counsel. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Miranda. How are you?
I'm doing good. So it's my first time to get to have you on the show, and I'm so excited to have you on. We actually heard about this event through Hitman. So thank you to Hitman for forwarding this info over. You guys are planning a very cool event over Memorial Day weekend to honor our veterans. And I mean, what? I don't need to talk. You tell me, you know all the good stuff. Come on, lay it on me.
Well, thank you. And what a great opportunity it is to be with you and your audience this morning. And our group is World War II Memorial Inc., which is a not-for-profit group that really started in 2010, and now 7 years later, we're culminating a journey, and that's what we're doing on May 28th, Sunday afternoon, beginning at 3 o'clock in Veterans Memorial Park. And what we're doing, Miranda, is a celebration of the completion of the World War II Memorial down at the park. As I indicated, we started with this effort in 2010. And began planning the monument and what it was going to be, what it was going to look like. And we started out with the idea of selling or seeking donations for individual bricks that would honor a World War II veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And each brick has the veteran's name, branch of service, theater of operation, and date of service. And as I indicated, we started out with the thought, maybe we can do 500 bricks, 500 names in one section.
Yeah.
Well, as it turns out, 7 years later, the response was so dramatic and so really wonderful. We have now ended up with 1,500 bricks in three different sections at the monument. And it's just fabulous. And I like to say that every one of those bricks tells a very significant personal story for somebody and someone. And we had a groundbreaking in July of 2011. We completed the first section or so and had a celebration in November of 2011. But as I say, the response was so significant, we just kept adding bricks, adding bricks.
Yeah.
And then once we completed and got that done, realized that it would be very helpful for all to have a directory of each and every name so that if you come up and you're looking for a loved one or relative or a veteran that you know about, you can find his or her name and find out exactly where that brick is located. And we have names from George Ackerman to Henry Zogelman, A to Z. And it's really going to be it's a great addition, a great completing addition to the monument. And that's what we're doing on May 28th, beginning at 3 p.m.
Now, this is going to be at 339 Veterans Parkway. That's right along the Arkansas River near downtown. And bringing lawn chairs is a good idea.
That's a great idea. And for those of your audience who have not been to Veterans Memorial Park, I think this will be a great occasion for them to visit because if you haven't been there, it's one of Wichita's hidden treasures.
It really is. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And so come down and join us. Bring your lawn chair. We're going to have a lot of patriotism in the air and a lot of memories and honoring so many people, so many family members. And, you know, I've said, Miranda, that our mission on Sunday, May 28th, is threefold. We are, of course, celebrating the completion of the World War II Memorial mm-hmm. in the park. And we also want to honor those women and men who served our country and the world, actually, so valiantly and so courageously in World War II. And to thank everybody who has been a part of making the memorial happen. And doing it on Memorial Day weekend, of course, also gives us a chance to celebrate our past veterans and those who are currently serving in the military.
Mm. And this is going to be an hour-long celebration, and you guys have got everything. You've got music, there's going to be a presentation, a wreath placement, and even a flyover. That
yes.
is so cool.
And hopefully weather will cooperate.
Yes.
Weather in the Midwest is always a factor.
Bit unpredictable at times.
Yeah, but we've looked ahead, and to the extent that looking ahead has any significance, it's supposed to be a lovely day. So that should allow the flyover of some biplanes coming from the Benton Airport, and that's going to be a really nice part of the program. And when our board was, when our group was formalized and having a board of directors, we were so fortunate when we began to have four veterans of World War II on our board.
Wow.
And, of course, one of those was Mr. Phil Blake. And mm-hmm. Phil, that name should be synonymous with Veterans Memorial Park because he has done so much over the years to take care of the memorials, and he was a really catalyst for this effort on the World War II Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Phil died a couple of years ago, but mm. we still have three veterans on a board.
Yeah.
And we're hopeful that each of those individuals will be with us on the 28th to lay a dedication wreath at the foot of the memorial.
I think it's so great that you do have veterans that are on the board with you. And, you know, for younger generations, these are those people that you hear about in history books. These are those brave individuals that went out and, you know, went and fought for us, for every generation that came after them. It was a very scary time then. And the type of courage, you know, it's called the greatest generation for a reason. And I think it's awesome. But if you're just joining us and you're like, wait a minute, what are they talking about? This is what we're talking about. We're talking about the Memorial Weekend celebration to honor World War II veterans. And this is to commemorate the completion of the World War II Memorial at Veterans Memorial Park in Wichita. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous area. And, you know, right along the river, I mean, if you're just taking a walk, you can swoop right in there and just it's really inspirational as you walk through, and beautiful setup, and you can just kind of sit with your family, take in everything that's there. It is a really beautiful spot, and this is going to happen, this event, at 3 p.m. on Sunday, May 28th. That's at 339 Veterans Parkway, if you want to put it in your GPS. And everything from music, there's going to be a wreath placement, a flyover, the color guard's going to be there. This is a really cool thing to put together.
It is a wonderful event, and of course, hope that all goes as planned, and that it will be as wonderful as we want it to be and hope it will be. And you're really right, Miranda, relative to the location. Veterans Memorial Park has a number of significant memorials to mm-hmm. honor veterans from World War I to the Korean War to the Vietnam War to World War II. There are some specific memorials for Purple Heart recipients, for Gold Star mothers, for prisoners of war missing mm-hmm. in action, the Marines, the Merchant Marines. There is a memorial celebrating or honoring and remembering Pearl Harbor. So there's really a lot
yeah.
to see. And one of the additions that came after our World War II memorial was one celebrating Operation Freedom with all the various deployments in the Middle
yeah.
East. And that's quite lovely. And, you know, I am... personally am very moved by the significance of what has been put out there and what is done. And the whole setting is just really touching. Mm-hmm. And then, as you mentioned, we are along the river. You can see Exploration Place. You can say Keeper of the Plains and the Suspension Bridge. So it's just a wonderful setting. And again, as I mentioned earlier, each of these bricks tells a personal story. And let me just share one of those stories with you.
Yes, please do.
And Bob Rogers is a World War II veteran, a member of our board who's been active from the very beginning. And I don't think Bob would mind. He's 92 or 93. But the Bob Rogers story is that he was a 20-year-old Army corporal attached to the 101st Airborne Division. And he was set to take part in D-Day by flying on a glider early on June 6th, the actual day of the operation. However, as the military often does, plans changed, and he later found himself landing on Omaha Beach with other U.S. troops. And about that journey coming up to Omaha Beach, Bob is quoted as saying he has never been so seasick in his life.
He
said it was much worse than a glider. But again, it wasn't as bad as the German artillery shells that were exploding all around him as they moved inward. And he took shrapnel in his back on that landing.
Oh, my goodness.
A few days later, two pieces of shrapnel punched into his helmet and ripped into his head. More than 2 months at a hospital in Oxford, England followed. And this is, for your audience that knows Bob, they'll appreciate this. Bob said, and again, remember, he was in a hospital in Oxford, England. He says, "Can't say I ever saw the university." And that's just one of the fabulous stories of these heroes, and they truly were heroes.
Oh, this is incredible, and I really do want to encourage everyone, take your kids, let them see a piece of history in the modern day, let them, you know, get their eyes on some of these very brave individuals and their families, and it's not just for World War II, it's for any war, it's for everyone that's ever stepped up and decided, you know what, I'm going to join the service, I'm going to fight, and I'm going to defend. And that is something that I think sometimes in the day-to-day hustle we forget, you know, that there are things like that, just like in that story, him getting seasick. There's all this happening and he's probably scared out of his wits, and there's all this, and he can't even focus because he's obviously not feeling well.
Exactly. And which may have been a good thing. I've been doing some research as the master of ceremonies for this event, and with regard to my remarks. And part of that research is reading a book by a gentleman by the name of Don Stratton. And he was a young naval seaman on the USS Arizona on December 7th. And the book is called All the Gallant Men, the first memoir by a USS Arizona survivor. And I've taken a lot of information from Mr. Stratton's book, but one of the things he said about the invasion, the attack, he said, "We were so young, those of us who enlisted, 18, 19, 20 years old, too young to go through what we endured that day. I can tell you that. If we were not quite men on December 6th, by mid-morning of the 7th, we were."
Oh, my gosh. I need to read that. And of course, if you're listening and, ooh, you got an F in history if you don't know this, this is about the Pearl Harbor attack. And so that's what we were talking about with the USS Arizona. So if you don't know that, parents, get a book, get a minute. This is history that I think every kid in America should definitely know and to really understand, because our freedom comes at a very great cost from those that give their life to serve our country. And this memorial is so cool. And it really is. My husband and I used to love to take walks down the river. And, you know, it's just a really great place. There are several little spots where you can just sit and take in what each monument means. There's things that you can read just about, like, what exactly you're looking at and what this is paying tribute to. It's very cool. And if you walk through the river, I mean, if you're right by the Keeper of the Plains, just hop on the other side of the suspension bridge. You can see all of it, and it's really great.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Miranda. And you've captured how significant it really is. And If we may, let's go back to history a little bit.
Yes, let's do.
And I hope that, and I, again, I've learned something, and this, again, was from Mr. Stratton's book. We all know, I think, certainly of my era, the famous words of President Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt, to a joint session of Congress on December 8th after the attack. And the famous words, "Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date that will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan." Well, the rest of the story is that on the 7th, when the president was made aware of the attack, his two speechwriters were not in Washington, D.C. They were out of town. And so he was charged with writing his remarks, his address, to Congress on his own. And so around midnight, he dictated his address to his secretary. And the next morning, on the 8th, when he awoke, there was a typed draft waiting outside of his door. And so he studied that draft. Obviously, this is a speech or a presentation that is historic and so significant in its importance. Remember that the nation was, and every citizen was in great alarm about what had happened. And there was a huge sense of fear across the country. So this was indeed an important speech. And as he was driving to Congress and being driven in his limousine, he weighed every word of that speech. And when he'd originally dictated it, the opening line announced that the previous day would live in history. And as he was driving, he realized that that just didn't capture the essence of what happened. And he needed something that would express the nation's outrage. And so as he was driving in a limousine, crossed out the word history and put in infamy.
Really? The most quoted part of the speech.
Exactly.
On the way there.
Exactly.
That is so, I never knew that.
I did not either.
That's so cool.
You know, you learn something every day.
I'm so glad you told that story. That's fantastic. Well, I'm looking on your guys' website, and if you want to check it out, it's Wichita World War II, and it's two I's. Okay, got it. So Wichita World War Two I's Memorial.com. And I just got to ask, because I'm looking on here and it says Kilroy was here. Tell me, what's Operation Kilroy?
Good question. And I'm sure that you have seen, as most of your audience, the fellow with the long nose looking over a wall.
Yes.
That's Kilroy.
Okay.
And there are a number of stories about where Kilroy, the derivation and where that came from. But I think the most accurate version is that there was an inspector named Kilroy who would go around and make certain that all the rivets were in the ship, in the tank, whatever. Long story short, got to the point where after he had done his inspection, he'd put this logo, this icon that we're all familiar with the words, "Kilroy was here."
Oh, wow.
Which meant that he had
inspected it. He checked it out.
Well, of course, it just grew exponentially from there, and it became the watchword or the go word for soldiers, Marines, Navy, that when they would secure a beach or a location, Kilroy was here. And
wow,
you would see it all over the war front. And let me tell
that
you another
so
story
cool.
About one of our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned earlier Phil Blake.
Yes.
And Phil was born in Wichita, grew up in Watonga, Oklahoma during the Depression years. And he joined the U.S. Army in 1942 and served 3 years in the South Pacific. And again, one of my favorite stories about Phil relates to his personal experience with Kilroy. In 1944, when Phil was an Army sergeant serving with an anti-aircraft unit in the South Pacific, they had stopped in New Guinea Bay. Mm. And he decided to dive down to see a sunken Japanese ship there in the bay. And, of course, he later said it wasn't such a wise decision. Phil said it was a lot deeper than I thought. People who are young do that kind of foolish thing.
Yeah.
But the fun thing is that he did make it. And guess what? On that sunken ship, on the side of it, there were the words, Kilroy was here.
No. Man, he had to do, he was down there for a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
My goodness.
And just to follow up on that, maybe because of Phil's personal experience, but also the recognition that how iconic this little face and those words were, we decided to make it a part of the monument.
Aww.
So, and the monument itself, just a teaser for your audience, there are two panels, black granite, 6 feet tall and about 8 inches thick, and they mark the various war fronts and gives information about how many people participated and so on and so forth on the front, and it's quite majestic.
Hmm.
But on the back, if you come around, there is the Kilroy logo.
Oh, no way.
Kilroy was here.
I love it.
Even with this formal monument, we had a little fun with it.
That's really great. If you guys are just joining us and want to know what we're talking about, guess what? You can catch this entire interview at power935.com. But if you just want the Cliff Notes really quick, right now we are visiting about the World War II Memorial Celebration that's going to be held at 3 p.m. on Sunday, May 28th at Veterans Memorial Park in Wichita. This event is to mark the completion of the World War II Memorial Project at the park and to honor those who have served. And this is going to include everything. It's going to be a really great afternoon music, a presentation. There's going to be a flyover. And, of course, bring lawn chairs. And since it's outside, you know, weather permitting, you know, keep an eye on everything so you know whether to bring an umbrella or some sunblock, you know, just so that you're all ready to go. And this has all been done with really by the help of a board, and you said that you guys all got together years back.
Started in 2010.
Wow.
We had our first meeting. I think, Miranda, the first official formal meeting was October 30, 2010.
So how does it feel now that it's coming to completion?
It's a great sense of satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, one of the most prideful things that I have done or been involved with. My personal involvement initially was through my friendship with Phil Blake.
Mm.
But I was quickly on board because my father was a World War II veteran serving in the Army. And he was in Europe for some 24 months driving men and supplies across Europe and often behind enemy lines.
Mm.
And was in the Battle of the Bulge. Five Bronze Stars, a Purple Heart. And so it was very easy for me to be supportive of this memorial. And I have a brick for him and also two uncles that served in the war. So that personal ownership or possession is important. But for our community and for our veterans and for Wichita to have this there means so much to me and all of the members of our board.
Well, from someone whose grandfather served in the Army during World War II, I thank you for you guys and the board for taking this upon yourselves, for seeing it all the way to completion. It's going to be a really great event. And if you guys want to find out more, don't worry. You can check it out. You can go to WichitaWorldWar2Memorial.com. The two, it's two I's. So WichitaWorldWar2I'sMemorial.com. You can check out their website. It's got all the info on there. You can hear about the story of Kilroy. You can check out the photo albums that they've got and find out about the 2017 celebration that's going to happen coming up on May 28th. It'll start at 3 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park in Wichita. And this is to mark the completion of the project. And it's just going to be a great afternoon. If you want to find out more information, you can call 316-262-5780. That's 316-262-5780. Thank you so much for being on the air with us today.
Well, it's a real pleasure, Miranda, to have this opportunity to talk about something so near and dear to me. And I appreciate your excitement and your interest and your knowledge. And again, going back to the history aspect,
mm-hmm.
we're going to celebrate the history of Kansas and Kansas's involvement in making the war a success. At one point in time, there were 55,000 aircraft workers in Wichita alone.
Really?
And let me check my figures here, but...
That's just incredible.
40%, and there's a tie-in here because hopefully your listeners know about DOC, the restored B-29.
Yes.
More than 40% of all the B-29s that flew in the war were made in Wichita.
I mean, and those were big planes.
They were huge. And, of course, it was the B-29s that were involved in completion of the war in the Pacific by dropping the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But I think, let me suggest to you that where I would like to leave off, I've mentioned Don Stratton's book, and in there, there's an unattributed prayer that he had to lead off one of the chapters, and it might be a good way for us to leave off.
Oh, yes, let's do it.
And that prayer was, "Dear Lord, lest I continue my complacent way, help me to remember that somewhere, somehow out there, a man died for me today. As long as there be war, I must answer, am I worth dying for?"
Wow. Be sure to be a part of this. This is an event that you don't want to miss in Wichita. It's the World War II Memorial Celebration at 3 p.m. Sunday, May 28th at Veterans Memorial Park in Wichita. You're listening to Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.